Good boy. Good boy. Ready?
When it comes to dogs, I have always been attracted to mutts. The scrappier, the better. They have great genetics, benefiting from the best qualities of each parent. Our mutts have had healthier, longer lives than the pure breeds we've raised. Many times I've stood in the vet's office, you know, looking at that breed poster on the wall, and I'm trying to find which nose or which body type looks most like my dog. And some of my favorite pets have just defied this visual mashup. They don't look like any breeds on the poster. So I can't have any preconceived ideas about their behavior or appearance, their history, or how friendly they might be. It's just me and Ivan getting to know each other. I've been thinking lately that mutts aren't limited to animal classes. In 20 years of teaching English, first in high schools and now at a university, I've come to see that pedagogy has its own mutts. We combine the best of different approaches to create something scrappy, something better. And when we do this, we're often pulling genetics from some trusted lineage, and we introduce these new genetics to help the pedagogy evolve. I introduced a mutt genre, what I call the audio discourse ethnography, to a structure of the English language class in fall semester of 2017. So these students would spend a semester studying a discourse community of their choice, and then they would compile the data from portfolios of material, and that included textual artifacts from the community, field observations, and soundscape recordings, and audio interviews, and they compiled all of this data into a 3 to 5 minute audio essay, like rather than writing a term paper. I knew it wouldn't be an easy sell to this group, especially because they were upperclassmen, undergrads, and very comfortable in their ability to write, at least in the traditional sense. But at first, it seemed like they loved the idea of remixing their research into audio. But when we got into the nitty-gritty of like really creating the audio essay, we all found ourselves kind of metaphorically staring at that poster in the vet's office and trying to find this assignment on it. So the oral equivalent of what does my dog look like, I guess, was what does an audio essay sound like? Or in this class, we were trying to understand the grammar of audio discourse ethnography.
Noun, a word, other than a pronoun, used to identify any of a class of people, places, or things.
One thing that I thought about yesterday was the, you kind of realize doing this, doing sound writing versus actually writing an essay, the rhetorical effects of things that aren't words. So, you know, the effect of fading out a sound versus things cutting together and background music and that sort of thing. Like, there's so much effect that nonverbal sounds have.
Well, like, listening to their tone rather than just reading something, like, it was like this list of things, and one of them that if I just read it would have seemed really important to me, but listening to it, I could see how, like, she just mentioned it and kind of moved on, brushed it aside, and actually these other points are more important to her.
Yeah, it forced me to take them at their word, because if they didn't expound on it, and even a few times I would say, can you tell me more about that, and they didn't, then I couldn't force it to be something important if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I think with writing, we supplement the material that we've received with our own thoughts a lot more, and even though obviously all of us did that with this, we could only make it work so much as the sound bites that we had.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think we're a lot more truthful in this in a weird way.
In that discussion, I realized that they were exploring the affordances of this genre we had created, and they were also talking about their identity as scholars. What was interesting was that working with sound had created an intimacy with the data that translated into what I thought was more investment in the project itself. And I started to realize that an audio discourse ethnography shifted their role as scholars in a powerful way.
Find my own voice and know how to influence the sound to be what I wanted it to be. And
I felt like I had the right to be saying what I was saying. Like I actually had some sort of authority.
Listening to the audio over and over and over again to make those tedious sound changes without even realizing it, I processed what they told me a lot more thoroughly than if I had just written down and tried to turn that into a paper, because I listened to 2 30-minute interviews and a 45-minute staff meeting endlessly to find clips where people say clarity, because I knew that that was there, but I had to process all the other stuff, which led me to a lot of other conclusions that I included in my essay that I wouldn't have if I had just heard it and said clarity and then just gone and copied and pasted sentences with clarity, because you can do control F on a document and you can't do that on an audio essay.
Adverb, a word belonging to one of the major form classes, typically serving as a modifier of a verb. An adjective, another adverb, expressing some relation of manner or quality, place, time, degree, number, cause, opposition, affirmation, or denial.
I don't think I have ever laughed that much during a final exam. If that wasn't evidence that the project was a success, they were enthusiastic. I mean, perhaps a little sleep deprived, it was exam week, but enthusiastic and invested in their projects in a way that I don't often see, especially in a structure of the English language class.
I loved it so much more, because if I had to sit down and write a paper about this, I would have put it off. But like, I put off other projects to be able to do this one because I enjoyed it more.
For me, this project completely made the class worthwhile in that I didn't come for the grammar. I thought I did. And then I got here and grammar was like, ch-ch-ch. Insert in the transcript, mimics slapping. grammar suddenly didn't matter to me. And it was really hard for me to care about knowing where all of these like adverbial clauses fit into those. And so I just really burned out on the semester. And then when I started working on this, it started to matter again.
The structure of the class itself helped, like going through all of the like grammar in the beginning and then going into the application part. In most classes, it's like, yeah, there's application of this. And then at the end, we're going to come back to just this formal information and that's pushed on you. But I feel like in this class, the application was more important.
It was interesting when I learned that they weren't all on board from the start, though. Our English majors, well, they're typically introverted. I wonder if most English majors aren't introverted. And so I was asking them to go interview people and record their voices. And when you have to record your own voice in an audio essay, there's not a lot of places for you to hide.
What was that like, being a researcher in the field?
It was terrifying, I'm not gonna lie. When you first pitched this project to us, I was like, no way.
I'm dropping this class.
I'm probably gonna drop this class just to avoid this project.
WP.
There are some stressful conversations about it.
Pauses for fire truck.
Just the daily
That's
fire
normal.
Truck.
Yeah.
You did a hard thing too, going into a cold community.
Oh my god, it was so scary. I was just super nervous because I kind of was just like by myself over there and like I didn't like it. It was really scary.
So they really had to step out from behind written letters and paragraphs into a newsroom, an international equestrian center, a Bible study group, a pool house, a cancer support meeting, a wrestling room, a theater, and even an online creative writing community of strangers. I'm still getting to know this mutt genre that is audio discourse ethnography, or audiography, or sound writing. I am fond of it, though, and I've decided it will have a home in my next structure of the English language class.
There's a good one. Okay. You in? You in? Go get it.